We're here at the Wyffels Corn Strategies in Dixon, Illinois. With me is Katie Pratt, and she is one of the hosts of this event here. And Katie, why don't you first of all tell me about the Pratt family farm?
Well, the Pratt family farm consists of my husband's parents, Mike and Susan Pratt, my husband and I, and our two children, and then his brother, Peter and Emily Pratt.
And how far back does the farm go?
We're fourth generation farmers. It's in the blood. I also come from a farm as well, from the area. So we're in it to win it. We're in it to stay, I guess.
Now, why did you decide to be the host this year for the Wyffels event?
Well, we've been growing Wyffels seed corn since 1996. That's when Mike and Andy and Peter started with the company. We enjoy working with the company. Everybody is, they're friendly. They're like family when they walk in. So when they asked us last October if we would consider it, we said yes right away. We're honored to be able to host this event. We're honored that Wyffels thought enough of us to trust us to help prepare the event site and to have it on our farm.
Well, what all is involved in having an event of this caliber on your operation?
Well, we took approximately 10 acres out of one of our cornfields. Six of that acres has been planted to grass, and that's where the exhibit area, parking, and tents are set up. And then the rest of that acreage has been set to plots. We planted the grass, we maintained it, sprayed it, tried to get it really going for them well. They came up and helped plant the plots one day, but we sprayed the plots and side dressed them and tried to give those an extra oomph to get them moving in time for the event. So we mowed a couple times, but then they had some wonderful interns that came and mowed 6 acres worth of grass, and that's a lot of mowing, so I was very appreciative of those people.
Now, you were all set up, and then on Monday, we had a pretty serious storm come through this area, didn't we?
We did. Everybody arrived about 6:30 to start setup, and they ended up on my front porch watching the storm. We couldn't see the tent from my house. It was blowing and raining so much, so it was a little depressing sitting there. But I tell you, we wouldn't have anything to be talking about if we didn't have that storm come through. And amazing, the weather is wonderful. The corn is standing back up, thank God, and things look great.
Yeah, it did get a little knocked over, didn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, now tell me, also, you're involved in a project here in Illinois, Illinois Farm Families, is that right? Watch Us Grow, is that what it's called?
That's right, Illinois Farm Families. It's an effort between the Illinois Farm Bureau and Illinois Commodity Groups, the beef producers, pork producers, corn growers, and the Soybean Association. And they came together and they said, we really have to start talking to our consumers. We really need to get farmers talking about what we do. And listening to the consumers and understanding what are their concerns and understanding why they have those concerns. So they brought together these groups. They put the money in and behind it. They started a website, watchusgrow.org. That's where several women are blogging, myself included, just about daily life on the farm and answering questions. They're trying to recruit field moms, they call them, women who live in suburban or urban areas to come out to the farm, to tour the farm, to get a good appreciation from where the food comes from. And again, so that we're all learning from each other, learning what the consumers are thinking, what their concerns are about their food supply, and then allowing us to answer those questions.
So it's really, I mean, it more than anything, is women connecting with women. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Because I think we all know that the people that walk in the grocery store and purchase the food for the family is probably the woman of the household. So, yes, it's women talking to women, moms talking to moms. We're all mothers. We're all concerned about what we're giving to our children, how we're raising our children, what's going into their bodies. And so when you start talking one-on-one with an urban mother and me as a farm mother, we're all on the same page, really. It's just a matter of understanding where we're coming from.
Well, Katie, thank you very much for hosting this event and for allowing us to take over your operation for a few days here. Here at the Wyffels Corn Strategies event in Dixon, Illinois, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.